So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Bell, chairman of Red Rock Resources. That's RRR, ticker. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure to do it.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Well, listen, you just raised some money, so we'll talk about what's that going to be used for. Before we do that, Andrew, for people maybe not familiar with Red Rock, just give us a brief summary as to your operations, please.
Okay, Red Rock has gold assets in Africa and a gold joint venture in Australia, in the state of Victoria, where we have 50.1%. Our gold assets in Africa are in Kenya, in Burkina Faso, and in Ivory Coast, Côte d'Ivoire. We also have what I think would be these days be called battery metal assets, which is to say copper, cobalt, lithium. And copper, cobalt interests are in Congo, and lithium is in Zimbabwe. And the lithium is quite topical at the moment, and we'll get onto that in a few minutes.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Okay. So you've raised, £288,000 there. What's that going to be used for then, Andrew?
Well, of course, this does follow an announcement the day before where we issued stock, and that was paying off debt from finance providers. And so you really have to put the two together, mm-hmm. because that was just £300,000 or so as well, a couple of hundred thousand, actually. So we have got rid of the expensive finance providers and replacing it by equity, which I think is very important. And we've provided ourselves with some working capital until other events come in and provide us with more capital. And one of those that we're expecting is a settlement in Congo, which is all ready to be signed. And we just had to get the thing signed, which has taken time. But I think the obstacles there are out of the way now.
Yeah. And explain the background on that, Andrew. What's the indication of how much you'll get and what's it for?
Okay, we had an asset there. We had a joint venture, and we did an enormous amount of work, due diligence, drilling, and established that the assets in the joint venture weren't what had been represented. So we got them replaced by better assets. We did some work on them. They turned out to be fantastic assets, hugely valuable, and right between two Glencore pits, right up against Glencore, and very high grade. And behind our back, and you know, there was a time around COVID when it was difficult to travel and to keep an eye on things, but behind our backs, there was that had 25% of the asset back to the state mining company for $20 million. And then on the same day, at a hugely greater price, to a certain continental European mining company. And we have first of all chosen to go after the partner and the money paid in the Congo. And we got a court judgment for $2.5 million, which was half of the $5 million already paid. Of the $15 million yet to be paid by the state mining company, we went to arbitration. That arbitration award is there in draft. It needs the signatures of both parties. The former local partner with his 25% has been reluctant to go and sign because they thought that by using influence somewhere, they could avoid the necessity to sign and get a different result. But I think we've blocked off all those avenues for them. And I think there is, our understanding is that there is a willingness on both sides to get it signed now. That would be $7.5 million. So that would also not just be money, and very valuable money, and of course it's difficult for a lot of small companies to raise money at the moment, but it would also open the doors both to us doing things in the Congo and to us pursuing further the losses that we think we had by being deprived of that asset, which ran into the hundreds of millions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the lithium project in Zimbabwe, where is that at the moment?
Well, we actually have sort of four or five lithium projects, but I think we can say four really promising ones. And we've got the first one of them. We've had an environmental impact assessment. We have the certificate. So we have the permission to do everything, to produce, and we have some stockpile there already. We have security on site. We're getting everything ready to start selling, because to sell you just need a license, which costs $200, but which requires you to have that certificate of environmental clearance. And we only got that at the end of last week. So, of course, we've been working very hard since to follow up on that. We also have another two or three areas where we want to get EIAs. And so that's going to be exciting. Having been through that process of getting an EIA, getting rid of artisanal miners who'd illegally started mining there, the people that we met in the course of doing all of that have made us realize we want to get the permits for all these areas straight away, because if we delay and just do it one after another when we're ready sort of thing, then we'll find that other people have gone onto the sites and become well established and are illegally producing. This is not an uncommon problem. A lot of your listeners will be familiar with it. Other companies will have encountered it, particularly, but not only in Africa, not exclusively in Africa. We happen to have the wind in our sails at the moment, strong official support, and so we're going to capitalize on that. And I think we'll be able to come out with announcements about our progress on some of these licenses, as well as coming out with progress in terms of sale, grade, and profitability of the existing license. And we're working up a paper on that at the moment.
Excellent stuff. Okay, Andrew, if you could then, for people maybe liking the sound of the progress, what's happening there, but not yet following the story, if you could give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Red Rock Resources to their watch list, please.
First, we're a lithium producer, and we'll be a bigger lithium producer in Zimbabwe, and that's a very interesting area to be producing lithium, so there'll be plenty of news flow from that. That's reason one. Reason two, I think, is to see when and if we hit the jackpot in the Congo and what developments are there, because that could be transformative. And reason three, our other assets are interesting. I don't think we have assets. There's no area of operation where we are where we don't have assets that we think can make a mine. And the ability to pursue them the way we'd like, of course, depends on having very large amounts of money, which we don't have. And so we have to work our way through those situations. But the third reason, therefore, is there's always something going on. There will be things going on. There will be transactions. But the first and second reasons, I think, are good enough.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Marvellous stuff. Andrew, good to chat to you. And hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.